Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I'm called Dr. Abdallah Khair, a lecturer from Kenyatta University, Nairobi, Kenya. This is my first time to visit Turkey. I'm also very grateful to meet you and to interview me. Thanks. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The unity of the Islamic country or Muslim countries is not something, or it's not a new phenomenon. It is something which has already been said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُونَ, that this your nation is one nation and I am your Lord, worship me. So it's not a new phenomenon. In fact, I can say that today the world is learning from Islam. You can see there is several countries are uniting today. In Europe, they are uniting. We have in the Western countries and several other places. So when the Muslims decide to unite, they won't be only getting united, but they will be also implementing the verse of Allah that we are one nation. The aim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this creation is to make the entire world to be one nation. So the issue of globalization is borrowed from Islam. The issue of United Nations is borrowed from Islam. The issue of unity is borrowed from Islam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said, Ya ayyuhan nasu, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. O you mankind. He never said Muslims, O you mankind. Of course, Muslims are included. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. Indeed, I have created you from one man and from one woman, that is Adam and Hawa. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَخَبَائِلًا. And I made you in tribes and nations, not for anything, to look down upon one another, to discriminate one another, to consider others are in first world, others in second world, the third world. No. Equality, justice, this is the aim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ, I made you nations and tribes, not for anything, لِتَعَارَفُ, to know one another, to respect one another, this community to respect another community, this nation to respect this nation, and so on and so forth. Because God does not look at our wealth. He does not look at our colors. He does not look at our faces. He looks at our deeds. Finally, he said, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, the most gracious one among you, the best among you, is the one who is God fearing and God conscious. So unity of the Muslim Ummah today is very, very important, and it is essential. Yeah. Jazakallah khair.